Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Humphries. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vosburgher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Radcliffe moves to second. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Owen moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to third for the out. Rensa moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rensa scores. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to third. Lee moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. QL scores. Lee moves to third. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a fly ball towards right. Steinbacher settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Steinbacher. Gailhouse moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Larry applying the tag. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rensa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Joe Q.L. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Q.L. is 0-for-1 in the game. Q.L. takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Q.L. moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger strikes out. 1 out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen strikes out. 1 out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Joe Q.L. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Q.L. is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Q.L. hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and steps on first to double up Renza. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Zuber covering, for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Renza is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Bruce Campbell. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a line drive into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.